Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 933A. I guess if you divide that by 52, we've been doing this for more than 18 years. 933, or just about 52 into it, goes just about 18 years. But because we don't do it a couple weeks of the year, I guess we're over 18 years. Thanks to Radio MD and iHeart for carrying us all that time. And thanks to you for downloading us, because it's what motivates us. This is the news of the week and what it means to you to stay younger. Some really important stuff about inflammation, how you measure it, and what it means to your brain health in the long term from a series of studies. And an easy test to tell whether you're 96% less likely to have a heart attack in the next 10 years than the average peer you have. Delayed newborn baths tied to higher breastfeeding rates, common myths about hangovers, smoking among teens has stopped declining. What's responsible? You can probably guess it's vaping, and we'll tell you about the statistics and why the FDA should do something about it. Do you know depression affects 1 in 7 new moms? And the new guideline should help, but we're going to tell you what to look out for if you've got a daughter or friend. Diet sodas and juices linked to higher stroke risk. What's the problems with that study? And what to know about the measles outbreak, which affects over 200 people in the U.S., and 50 in one little county in the state of Washington. What about it? And gut bacteria around the world. And we'll also talk about more car crashes are due tied to drivers high on opioids. And one more thing, actually two more studies. Despite gains, Black Americans still have the highest cancer death rates. Where are they improving? And what needs to be improved, right? And what you can do? And then your company wants to know if you lost weight. I want to make a comment about that headline story. Well, let me do that right now. Your company wants, Your company can't know if you're doing things right and losing weight. They can motivate you through their health plan to do it, but there's an absolute firewall. If your company knows how many steps you're taking a day, that's illegal. Unless you voluntarily give it to them. If your company wants their health plan can know and can incentivize you to do it, but they can't incentivize you, the company can't, and they can have it through their health plan, but there nobody in their company, in your chain of command of hiring and firing, can know that. And if they do, they're guilty. You can do a nice, but I don't want you to. You just have to tell HR you're not supposed to do that legally, and they're supposed to stop. Whistleblower, yeah, you could do that, but maybe just make sure they do it legally. So they can give you incentives. They can provide you with tracking devices. They can help you get to a normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal blood sugar, normal body mass index, no cotinine in your urine, and give you a stress management program. But they can't learn what you're doing unless you give them total permission. They can learn what you're doing in their health plan and incentivize you to do it, but the rest of the company can't learn it. Okay, let's go back to the stories of the week. And my favorite isn't the delayed newborn baths tied to higher breastfeeding rates, although that's very interesting. If you immediately on being born, instead of giving the newborn a bath, you put them for feeding. They don't get as cold and they feed better. And thus, the moms have a 33% higher rate of breastfeeding because the kids learn to breastfeed. The infant learns to breastfeed better. So this is a very interesting study. Delay the baths for 12 to 24 hours after births. And the baby apparently breastfeeds better. Next story is on the one that is my favorite, is how many push-ups can you do? This was done in guys who were age 40, and they looked at 1,100 male firefighters, followed for 10 years, and they looked at the cardiovascular risk of a stroke or heart attack. Turned out if you could do 40 push-ups, regular push-ups, knees up, and regular old push-ups, if you could do 40 of them, and I just did them before we came on the air, so you may hear me as a little short of breath now, but I could do 40, no sweat, and now it was a little sweat. I do my age in push-ups every other day, so I do many more since I'm 73 years of age, but if you can do 40 in a row, in a one-minute period, you end up having a 96% lower risk of a heart attack and stroke over the next 10 years than the person who can only do 10 or the average in America. So at baseline, the firefighter's age was 39.6. Their body mass index was like the typical Americans, and half of them were overweight or obese, a little less than the typical Americans. But there were 37 cardiovascular events. That's pretty low, but not abnormal for, that's a 3.7%, 4% of them had it. If they could do 40 push-ups, one had it. So the point is, it's another simple test. It correlated better than VO2 complex test done in a lab, or BMI, or age. The best predictor of risk, could you do 40 push-ups in a 40 push-ups in a row, done well in a one-minute period. And we'll come back to another important study, this one on inflammation, in a few minutes, so I don't want you to go away just learning that or testing it. If you're going to test your push-ups, pause, come back, because we have another important news item on what you can do this week. About hangovers, better to drink wine before beer. No, it doesn't matter. You get the same risk of a hangover. Best to be moderate in your alcohol drinking. One hand on a beer or wine or spirits, and alternate that one hand with water, the other hand free to shake hands or eat or write with. Smoking among teens has stopped declining. It went from 30% down to 12% in the period of 1980 to 2010. But since then, it's stayed about 8% and 2% of middle schoolers. That's 8% of high schoolers. And they attribute the increase to vaping. Vaping has increased to 15% of high school seniors. That's vaping with Juul. This is a horrible thing, because Juul looks like it's a gateway drug for teenagers and high schoolers to get on cigarettes. 30% of those who are using vaping say they're doing cigarettes as well. Very bad. Depression, and they started with the vaping. Depression affects 15% of new moms. What do you look for? Single, young, and lower-income mothers, people with a history of depression, and women who show low energy and mood. If they have that, get them to some help. They often won't seek it themselves. You've got to help them to do it. Sodas and juices are linked to higher stroke risk in the study of 81,000 health professionals, about a 31% increased risk of a stroke from two or more. I've got to tell my wife to get off her two or more artificial drinks. She drinks about, I think, one Pepsi and one, if you will, other Snap or something like that, that's artificially flavored a day. But two or more increase the risk 31% of small strokes in the brain, mostly due to clotting. So make sure you're taking that baby aspirin. She is. That's a good thing to decrease the risk. Now, the other story that I really wanted to go into is about inflammation and risk of heart attack and stroke. And I'm going to do that in a second, but I want to do two other stories first. The other stories are, one, what to know about the measles outbreak. 96% of the kids who developed measles were unvaccinated. But it also gets a few who are vaccinated. And why is this a problem? It causes brain swelling, which can cause deafness in 1 out of every 1,000. So we've had 200. We shouldn't have that yet, but we are starting to see that. Apparently, the kids who get it, who aren't vaccinated, when they get it at a little older age, it's more severe. In addition, 1 out of 20 gets pneumonia, which is why they have been hospitalized, and a number get impotence, that is, their testes and ovaries get affected as well. Bad disease. Despite gains, blacks have had a higher risk of dying of cancer. In 1990, black men were 47% higher, and black women 19%. It's now 19 and 13%, but it is still, people aren't getting detected for lung, prostate, and colon cancers. And apparently, you got to get screened early, and black men especially aren't getting screened as early. So Cleveland Clinic has a free minority health screening every April. Please do sign up for it if you're in the Cleveland area. If you're not, get screened anyway. Now, this is a very interesting study, and that's the one I'm going to end up on, is one on inflammation and what can be done about it. Yeah, you can take water routinely to wash out things during the day. Don't drink it at night because you want your brain to shrink at night so you wash out your poop in your brain. But it is, they looked at a series of blood tests on 12,336 men and women, average age 57, looking at an inflammation score by their white count, their clotting factor score, and their C-reactive protein or an inflammation score. Those with a higher score, and after controlling for age, education, blood pressure, LDL cholesterol, heart disease, and many other factors, they found that the greater inflammation score, the greater their risk of dementia and of progressive and earlier dementia. That is loss of brain power. What does that mean? It means you should drink fluid, do all those things such as manage stress, eat food the Wen way. You can go to wenway.com. It's a shameless plug for our latest book, What to Eat When, because that is a book on an anti-inflammatory way of eating and diet. Do speed of processing games to increase your education level. That decreases it. Exercise, the four components of physical exercise, but just start with walking and then go to resistance training. See if you can get up to those 40 push-ups. Do it gradually. Do it with someone helping you initially. And then 40 jumps a day. And gradually increase your level of stamina and your food choices so that you decrease inflammation. The one thing that did it also in the study that I'm going to add and emphasize, drinking the amount of coffee or water that was able to help your kidneys wash out things. So, key studies today, push-up capacity, learn to do more push-ups, as well as jumping, drink a lot of water, and get your inflammation score, but see how many push-ups you can do. And if you can do 40, keep doing it. Try and do your age in push-ups every day, the way, or every other day, the way young Dr. Mike does. Delayed newborn baths, if you're in the pregnancy-bearing age or your kids are, get them to delay the bath for the baby till they've already started to feed. And smoking, remember to warn your kids about vaping, and you too. That's You, the Owner's Manual podcast for this week. This is 9:33 a. Hopefully you're listening the week of 3/5/19. And this is March. We're getting rid of winter, hopefully. And hopefully it will stay gone in the east. So you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. The B, a great guest. Last week's guest was Dr. Lutofsky talking about brain cancer and what you can do with anti-inflammatories for it, how those actually help prolong, at least in the test tube, the effect of chemotherapy agents on cancer. The week before, we had Megan Cox-Gurdon, The Enchanted Hour, The Miraculous Power of Reading Aloud in an Age of Distraction, No Matter How Old or Young You Are. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading us. Darren, thanks for great engineering. We'll be back next week with a new A and B segment. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Well, I'm not going to tell you who our guest is this week. I'm going to make you find out. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week.